to deny yourself.
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
啊，第十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
马太福音十六章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 24.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
Verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
啊，主耶稣在这里跟门徒讲。
Here Jesus was speaking to the disciples.
如果你要跟随耶稣。
He tells them, "If anyone wants to follow after Jesus,
首先你要舍弃自己。
He has to deny himself first."
啊，为什么门徒要跟随主耶稣
？Why did the disciples follow Jesus?
因为门徒知道。跟随主之后，他们的命运会改变。
The disciples knew that after following Christ, their fate would change.
如果他们没有跟随主
，if they did not follow Christ,
他们就是一个渔夫
，they would be fishermen.
每天的起床之后就是去打鱼。
Every morning after they get up, they would go out and fish.
然后把鱼拿去卖。
And then they would sell the fish.
赚那些钱
，make some money.
买些食物。
And purchase some food.
回家把这些食物吃了。
And go home and eat the food.
吃饱了上厕所。
And then after they eat the food, they go to the bathroom.
然后晚上再去睡觉。
And at night they go to sleep.
明天呢再做一样的事。
And the next morning repeat.
一直到老。
Until they're old.
都是在做一样的事。
They would continue to repeat the same things.
他们这样就会过他们的人生。
And that would have been how they would have lived their life.
直到他们死那一天。
Until they died.
这个就是人的一生。
And that, in fact, is the life of man.
但是门徒知道，如果跟随了主。
But the disciples knew that if they follow the Lord,
他们会有很大的改变。
Their lives would change.
有什么改变呢？
What kind of change?
第一，主耶稣答应给他们生命。
First, the Lord Jesus promised them life.
主耶稣答应跟随他的人要得生命。
Jesus promised that those who follow him would receive life.
还会得到更丰盛的生命。
And more abundant life.
就是信了主之后。
Therefore, after believing in the Lord,
本来是只有肉体的生命的。
Originally, one would have been, one would have only have physical life.
信了主之后会有属灵的生命。
But after believing in the Lord, one gains spiritual life.
也会得到永生。
And one also gains eternal life.
所以它的层次，信了主之后跟随主之后，信仰的人生的层次就多了一个层次。
Therefore, after believing in the Lord, one adds another level to his or her life.
不是只有吃饭、睡觉、上班而已。
So that it is no longer about eating, sleeping, and working.
发觉人原来有灵魂。
But rather, there is also a spirit.
会得到福气。
And there will be blessings.
真的，为什么要跟随主？
Therefore, why do we need to follow the Lord?
还要得到荣耀。
It is also to receive glory.
在马太福音十六章的二十七节这里说。
In Matthew chapter 16, verse 27, it says.
同一章的二十七节。
Matthew 16:27.
人子要在他父的荣耀里，同他众使者降临。
It says, "For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels."
那然后呢？信跟随主的人也会得到荣耀。
And those who believe in the Lord will we also receive the glory.
世界的荣耀都是暂时的。
The glory of this world are temporary.
无论你多伟大。
No matter how great of a person you are.
多风光。
How famous you are.
多成功。
How successful.
多有钱。
How wealthy.
这些都是世界的荣耀。
All of these are glories of this world.
一下就会过去。
They perish suddenly.
以后人家不会记得你。
In the future, no one will remember you.
像过几天世界杯要打了。
For example, in a few days' time, there will be the World Cup.
可能很多人很期待要看，到底要哪一队要赢，得到这个四人一道的荣誉。
There are many people who are anticipating, to see which team will win the World Cup and gain the glory of the world.
但是无论谁赢了，这个荣誉也是暂时的。
But no matter who wins this cup, that glory will be temporary.
带不走的。
It cannot be brought away.
但是信了主之后，有永远的荣耀。
But after believing in the Lord, we gain eternal glory.
是在神的国里面。
That glory is in the kingdom of God.
神给他的。
And that glory comes from God.
没人可以拿走的。
No one is able to take that glory away.
再来，为什么要跟随主？
Also, why do we need to follow the Lord?
主耶稣答应跟随他的人。
Jesus has promised all those who follow him.
今生神要给你福气。
That in this life they would gain the blessings of God.
来生也有很大的福气。
But in the life to come, there will also be great blessings.
所以跟随主是很好。
Therefore, indeed, it is wonderful to follow the Lord.
跟随主会让门徒的命运改变。
So following the Lord caused the disciples' fates to change.
所以当然要选择跟随主。
Therefore, of course, they chose to follow the Lord.
但是主耶稣在二十四节这里讲。
But in verse 24, Jesus also says,
如果你要决定要跟随主的话,
that if anyone desires to come after him,
你要先做一件事。
He must do this first.
如果你这件事不做的话,
if you do not do the following,
你没有办法跟随主的。
You cannot follow him.
就算你勉强的跟随主，也会走得不远。
Even if you force yourself to follow him, you will not be able to follow for very long.
没有办法达到最后。
You will not be able to endure to the end.
主耶稣很公平的，一开始就先告诉门徒。
And Jesus was very fair. He told the disciples at the beginning.
这件事是什么呢？
And what is it that one has to do to follow him?
就是舍己。
It is to deny himself.
舍己就是舍弃自己。
To deny oneself, that is to let oneself go.
这个观念跟世界的观念完全相反。
This is contrary to the concepts of this world.
世界的观念是要建立自己。
The ideal of this world is to establish oneself.
提升自己。
To raise oneself.
成全自己。
And to fulfill oneself.
强调自己。
To insist upon oneself.
高举自己。
To raise oneself.
这个就是世界的观念。
These are concepts of the world.
因为在世界看来，唯有这样的人才会成功。
Because from the perspective of the world, only people who can do all of these things can be successful.
在世界上来看。
From the eyes of the world.
自我越强的人越容易成功。
Those people who see themselves the greatest are the people who are most successful.
你看企业的大老板。
If you look at the founders of great companies.
大明星。
Or the celebrities,
大艺术家,
or the great artists,
伟大的运动员,
or the great athletes,
他们每一个人都有很强的自我,
they all see themselves in a very good light.
因为在世界上你要成功, 你自我要很强,
because if in this world you want to be successful, you have to have a very strong ego.
但是属灵上来说，这个是讲不通。
But spiritually, that is not the case.
如果你要走天国路,
if you want to walk the way toward heaven,
主耶稣告诉我们,
then Jesus tells us,
你要先把自我拿掉,
that you have to take away your ego,
才能够走天国的道路,
then you can walk the path toward heaven.
所以这个是什么意思?
What does all this mean?
我们有中文, 中文其实是很特别的语文。
In Chinese, it is said this way.
中文有一句话说, 你舍不舍得?
There is in the Chinese, when you say, "Are you willing or not?"
舍跟得呢连在一起。
Two of the characters that are linked together.
什么会这样呢？你舍不舍得？比如说，哎，这个东西你不要，你舍得吗？
Two of the words that are linked together imply.
为什么会这样？你要先舍掉一个东西，你才会得到一个东西。
The two words that are linked together, when you say, "Are you willing or not?" They imply that you have to give something up in order to receive something.
你家里一袋的东西都不舍得掉。
For example, at home, if you're unwilling to let anything go.
有些人的家里啊，哇，东西很多。
For example, some people in their houses they have many possessions.
明明不用了，几十年的东西还不舍得掉，到最后家里就变仓库。
Even the objects that they have never used for many years, they still have to keep it, and so their house becomes like a warehouse.
一开始塞满那个车库。
They may fill up their entire garage.
后来客厅。
And then fill up the entire living room. 后来睡房。And then fill up the entire bedroom.
为什么？
And for what reason?
东西很多啊，不
是。It is because they have too many things.
但是又不舍得丢，又不舍得给人。
They are unwilling to let them go or to give it to other people.
没有用的，旧的，拿去丢。
But if we have something that is old and not useful, we should throw it out.
哎，你得到什么？
Because then we can receive something.
得到一些空间呢。
We receive space.
新的东西都进来了。
And with that space, we can bring in new objects.
所以主耶稣告诉我们。
Therefore, Jesus tells us.
如果你要得到主耶稣。
That if you want to attain him,
得到救恩,
if you want to attain salvation,
你要先学习舍弃自己,
then you must first learn to deny yourself.
不是帮别人丢东西啊, 不是丢别人啊,
it is not about denying other people,
是丢自己,
rather denying yourself.
怎么丢自己?
How do we deny ourselves?
不是把自己丢到垃圾桶里面,
it does not mean that we should throw ourselves in a garbage can.
是有几个层面的意思,
rather, there are meanings at several levels.
第一点,
first,
我们要学习舍弃自己的情欲。
We need to learn to deny our own passion.
我们看马太福音的十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
这里这是讲什么？
What does it say here?
24节我们再读。
Verse 24.
请读。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me." Here it tells us to deny oneself. Let us also turn to Ephesians chapter 4. The book of Ephesians chapter 4.
22。Ephesians
chapter 4 verses 22 to 24, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
神造第一个人的时候,
when God created the first man,
那个人呢,
that man had the image of God.
他有真理,
he had truth.
有仁义,
he had righteousness. He had righteousness.
有圣洁,
he had holiness.
这个是很完美的人,
he was a perfect man. But because man sinned,
罪进到世界,
sin entered into the world.
所以人的个性啊,
and so the personality of man changed.
变成很多欲望,
he became one who had many lusts.
不好的欲望, 叫做私欲,
many desires, and those desires which were bad became lusts. And this is what is implied by ourselves.
本来人是没有自我的,
originally, we did not have ourselves or
our ego.
Because what was in ourselves was the image of God. Man originally was supposed to reflect the image of God.
如果亚当没有犯罪,
if Adam did not sin,
每个人的个性都是像神,
all of our personalities would be like God.
圣洁, 公义,
holiness, righteousness and love.
但是人犯了罪之后, 就有所谓的个性,
but after man sinned, he gained a personality and an ego.
什么叫自我?
What is an ego?
我们看18节,
Let us read verse 18.
同一章的18节,
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18.
他们的心地昏昧, 与神所赐的生命隔绝了, 都因自己无知, 心里刚硬, 良心既然伤尽, 就放纵私欲, 贪行种种的污秽啊。
Verse 18, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart.
这几节圣经讲了很多人的个性啊。
These verses describe many personalities of men.
心里面好像蒙了一层油啊, 暗暗的, 看不清楚。
It is as if there is a layer, a film of oil covering
还有,
one's heart, that it is darkened.
人很无知,
and they become ignorant.
然后人家心里很刚硬,
their hearts become hardened.
不喜欢人家讲他,
they become unwilling to heed any kind of criticism.
不喜欢听人家劝,
and unwilling to listen to the warnings of others.
19节说, 人的良心呢,就没有了。
Verse 19 says, a man also loses consciousness of
有很多的欲望在里面。
Of sins, and therefore he gained many lusts. So simply put,
自我就是罪性,
ego is the nature of sin.
自我越强,
the stronger the ego, the more one will go according to his or her own desires,
包括贪心啊,
including greed,
不好的欲望啊,
and lustful desires,
脾气啊,
anger,
骄傲啊,
jealousy. These are all manifestations that come from the nature of man. As long as it is a person, they will be like this. For example, a field of grass. If you do not touch it at all, then weed will grow out of it. The weed will grow stronger than the grass. And that is analogous to the personality,
但是,
the ego that we have in our personality.
但是如果我们要跟随主,
but if we want to follow the Lord,
我们要随时有这个准备,
then we need to prepare ourselves.
什么叫信主?
What does it mean to believe in the Lord?
信主就是要把我这个里面的自我挖出来,
To believe in the Lord truly is to take out the ego that is in our heart.
预备好, 准备主耶稣, 把它拿走。
And be prepared so that Jesus can help us take it out.
然后主耶稣, 改变我们这个人。
So that Jesus can transform us.
成为一个新人的样子。
And we can become new men.
重建我们这个人的里面的内心。
Jesus can come in and reestablish our hearts.
这个是基督教。 真实的宗教跟所有其他宗教最不一样的地方。
This is the greatest difference between Christianity and other religions.
其他人也拜神,
other people also worship God.
其他人拜神是为了从神得到东西。
But when other people worship God, they do so hoping to receive something from God.
希望他们的神祝福他。
They want to be blessed by their God.
解决他的问题。
And they want their God to get rid of their problems.
但是我们信神不是这样。
But that is not the reason why we believe in God.
但我们也想神祝福我们。
Of course, we also ask God to bless us.
但是我们最需要的是神改变我们。
But what we need the most from Him is transformation.
神希望我们信了主之后有改变。
God wants us to change after we believe in Him.
不是只是给你东西你就高兴了就走了。
It is not only about receiving gifts from Him.
病医好了，如果人没有改变，那没有用啊。
If God heals us of our illness, but we do not change, then that healing is useless.
解决了问题了，但是你的个性没有改变，你还是受苦啊。
He may have helped us resolve our problems, but if our personality do not change, then we still suffer.
人的苦都是因为私欲太多，受苦了。
The suffering of man originates out of desires and lusts.
里面的欲望得不到满足。
It is because man cannot satisfy his desires.
痛苦就来了。
And so he suffers.
就算你满足欲望，也会很空虚。
Even when one satisfies his or her desires, they will still feel empty inside.
所以我们要跟随主。
Therefore, we must follow the Lord.
无论是来慕道,
whether you're here truth seeking,
或者是已经刚洗礼,
or you have been baptized,
或者是洗礼很久了,
or perhaps you have been baptized for a long time,
我们要问自己一个问题,
you must ask yourself this question.
舍不舍得丢自己里面的旧东西?
Are you willing to throw out the old things that are in your heart?
舍不舍得丢我自己那个旧的个性?
Are you willing to throw out your old personality?
有没有想丢的感觉?
Do you have the desire to throw it out?
如果你根本不想改,
if you do not desire to change at all,
我很好,我本来就是这样。
For example, you may say that you are fine, that you're originally like this anyway.
我爸也是这种个性,所以我也是这样。
You may think that your father has the same personality, and so you have that personality.
再来看看,你儿子可能跟你一样。
And from your eyes, it seems like your son may also have the same personality.
代代相传。
It would be useless to try to change it because
脾气不好啊。
It passes on from generation to generation.
不是的,神是可以改的。
But that is wrong. God can change you. In Christ, you can change. You cannot say that you were born this way. Because you must be willing to throw it out. And this is what it means to deny ourselves. Let us read the words of Paul. Let us turn to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 9.
9章27节。
But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified.
保罗很知道什么叫做信仰的道路。
Paul understood the path of faith.
信仰的道路不是到最后你带了几个人来信主。
The path of faith is not about the number of people you bring to the Lord.
也不是你为神做了多大的功。
It is also not about how much work you have done for the Lord.
或者是建立了几间教会。
Or how many churches you have established.
当然那是神很大的恩典。
Those are all great blessings from God.
但是不是信仰道路的目标。
But those are not the goals of our spiritual life.
信仰道路只有一个目标。
Our spiritual life has just one goal.
就是你自己最后能不能得救。
That goal concerns whether or not we can be saved at the end.
你不要管别人说什么。
You do not have to worry about other people.
不要管别人怎么对你。
You do not have to worry about how other people treat you.
自己能不能走到最后。
The question is whether you yourself can walk to the end.
不管做了多少圣功。
No matter how much work you do.
你最后能不能达到天门。
At the end, are you able to reach the gates of heaven?
保罗很清楚他的目标是什么。
Paul understood his goal.
要得救。
that goal was to be saved,
要进天国,
to enter heaven.
那怎么办法才能达到这样呢?
But how can one achieve all this?
他每天这里说攻克己身呢?
Paul here says that he disciplines his body every day.
什么叫攻克己身?
What does it mean to discipline one's body?
英文把它翻成了,就打自己的, beat himself, 好像用灵里面的,
in some translations, it says to beat oneself.
我的骄傲,
for example, our pride, we beat it down.
我的欲望太大了,
if our lusts are too great,
常常不开心,
or we're often unhappy,
跟人家比较,
we compare ourselves with other people.
打他,
we can beat those down.
在祷告里面打他,
in our prayers, we can beat those down.
我容易骄傲,
for example, if I become proud easily,
哎,这个打他,
then I can beat that down.
有不好的想法, 有不好的思想,
if I have bad thoughts,
有一念,
or I have lust,
打他,
I can beat those thoughts down.
从好像那个杂草还没有长出来就拔它了,
it is like taking out the weed before it grows out.
不要等它长满了,整片都是杂草,你就放弃了。
And for example, if you wait until all of the weed has grown, then it would be too late.
舍弃自己的情欲,
therefore, let us deny ourselves.
再看回来,马太福音,
let us return to the book of Matthew,
第九章,
chapter 9.
马太福音的9章14节,
Matthew chapter 9, verse 14.
马太福音9章14节,
Matthew chapter 9, verse 14.
14到17节,
verse 14 to 17. Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 to 17. Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast? And Jesus said to them, Can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch pulls away from the garment, and the tear is made worse. Nor do they put new wine into old wineskin, or else the wineskins break, and the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. Here Jesus gives another parable. And this parable says that the old and the new are incompatible. But what does this parable mean? The objective of this parable is to tell us that after we believe in the Lord, we must throw out our old concepts.
舍己的意思就是丢弃旧的观念，不单只是治愈。
To deny ourselves is to put away our old thinking and concepts. Here Jesus gives us an example. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. Because the new cloth has not shrunk yet. The old cloth has already shrunken and it will not change anymore.
新布贴上旧衣服,一洗的话,一干,哇,这个一拉。
So if you put a new piece of cloth on an old garment and you wash it and it dries, then the new garment will shrink and the tension will cause a rip in the shirt.
17节主耶稣说新酒要放在新皮带。And
therefore, in verse 17, Jesus says that the new wine must be put into new wineskins.
那我们今天信的主,
today we have belief in the Lord.
奔跑天国道路,
we are running this marathon towards the kingdom of heaven.
我们不要只是说, 哎呀, 我没有去犯罪, 我没有什么私欲, 我们就满足了。
We should not be satisfied with not sinning or not having lustful desires.
其实我们要想到底我们的观念呢, 有没有改变。
We need to consider whether or not our concepts have changed.
好, 我们要丢掉旧的观念。
We need to throw out our old concepts.
主耶稣给了很多实际的例子。
Jesus gave us very realistic examples.
有时候也不是说旧的观念完全不好,不对。
Sometimes it is not that our old concepts are completely wrong.
但是我们要 upgrade, 把它变得更好。
But rather we need to upgrade it, make it better.
哦, 我们来看几个例子,
let us look at a few examples.
我们看马太福音的第五章就好。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 5.
信了主之后有什么观念要改变的呢?
To see what kinds of concepts we should change after we believe.
21节,
verse 21.
5章21节,
Matthew chapter 5, verse 21. Verse 21, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment.
22节,
Verse 22, But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raka, will be in danger of the council. But whoever says, You fool, shall be in danger of hellfire.
主耶稣说啊, 按照古人的话呢, 这是旧约的律法呢, 不要杀人就好了。
Here Jesus says that it was said to those of old, implying in the Old Testament, it said, you shall not murder.
杀人流血要受审判呢?
Because if you murder someone and you shed someone's blood,
这是,
you will be judged.
这是个旧的观念。
That was the old concept.
律法的标准是比较低。
The standard of the law is not as high.
你不拿刀杀人就OK了。
As long as you don't take a knife and kill someone, then you're fine.
他没有管你心里面想什么。
It did not say anything about what was in your mind.
但是主耶稣来,一个新的观念来了。
But when Jesus came, so too came a new concept.
现在你生气了,向弟兄动怒了都不好。
Here, now, when you are angry with someone, that is bad already.
那为什么不好?
Why is it bad?
第一,
First,
如果你对一个人很生气,
if you're angry with someone,
这个怒气累积起来啊, 到最后可能会引发某种的行动。
That anger may accumulate over time and eventually it may result in a physical action.
杀人的人啊,其实心里面有很多恨。
Those people who murder people, they are filled with hate.
我们加拿大上个礼拜又上了国际新闻呢。
Canada last week made international news.
在纽芬斯威克省有一个年轻人，他拿了枪去杀了很多警察，杀了三个还是四个。
There's a young man in New Brunswick who used guns to kill several police officers.
他心里面很恨警察。
It was because in his heart he hated police.
所以他就去杀了好几个警察。
As a result, he killed many of them.
整个城市 lockdown 封锁起来就是为了抓他。
The entire city was locked down because the police were trying to capture him.
台湾也是有年轻人也是在地铁里面杀人。
In Taiwan, there was also a young man who murdered people on the public transportation.
有些时候也听到新闻这样说。
Sometimes we also read the news.
年轻人在卡拉OK啊，或者是在酒馆啊，口角啊，吵架，结果打架，不小心就杀了人。
And we hear of the news that there are young people who are in karaoke or at clubs, and they get in arguments, they fight, and accidentally one of them dies.
这是心中的怒气。
And these all come from the accumulation of anger.
如果你常常容许你心中有愤怒的话，
So if you permit your heart to become angry,
很可能有一天，
Oftentimes, then it is possible that one day you may even perform the action of killing someone. But here, Jesus was telling us that when you're angry with somebody, you have already trespassed the commandment because your heart is already unclean. And when you are angry with someone, you also suffer a lot yourself. When you're angry with someone, you have to think about that person, and that uses a lot of your energy. Therefore, Jesus wants to give us a new concept.
信了主之后,
that after we believe in the Lord, we should not easily anger.
真的有生气,
even if we become angry, let our anger be very short.
哎呀,不要记仇。
Let us not accumulate anger.
也不要去骂人。
And let us not curse people.
不要以为说不杀人就好了。
We should not think that it is fine to just not kill anyone.
22节说啊,你骂弟兄是拉加或有魔力的,都要受审判。
Verse 22 tells us that if you call your brother Raka or you fool, you will be judged.
是骂人家笨蛋啊。
For example, if you call someone stupid.
神经病啊。
Or retarded.
这个都不要乱骂啊。
Those are all things that we should not do.
有时候在家里讲话比较不小心哦。
Sometimes at home, we may not speak very carefully.
夫妻之间讲话有时候也是很随意。
Sometimes when we speak between our spouse, we are also not very careful.
骂孩子有时候也会骂得很重啊。
Sometimes even when we scold our children, we criticize them with the wrong words.
或者是开车的时候被人家切线啊。
Or when we're driving, if someone cuts in front of us,
我们也不能做什么，就拿着方向盘在家骂。
We may also start cursing that person because there's nothing else we can do.
心中的怒气出来了。Because
at those times, the anger that is in our heart comes out.
这个是不好的。
But Jesus is telling us that those are all bad.
给你新的观念，把它丢掉。
The new concept that Jesus gives us is to put away all those bad things. Let us look at another example. Verse 38 to 42. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn him away.
有一些人不相信主耶稣啊，就很喜欢引用这段圣经。There
are those people who don't believe in the Lord Jesus, but they like to make use of this passage.
你们基督徒真的很笨啊。They
say Christians are really not intelligent.
怎么办?
How are they?
你的耶稣讲啊，如果你的右脸被人打，那赶快左脸就拿出来让他打一下。
How are they not intelligent? Well, Jesus tells you that if you are slapped on the right cheek, then you should also turn the left.
哪有人这样子的?
But are there people like this?
当然他们就用这句话来笑基督徒啊。There
are people, yes indeed, who mock Christians using these verses.
但是我们讲解释圣经啊，不能纯用字面的解释。
But when we interpret the Bible, we cannot interpret it superficially.
耶稣到底在讲什么?
What is Jesus really talking about here?
耶稣38节说， 以前你们听说有话，这律法里面讲的，以眼还眼，以眼以牙还牙。
In verse 38, when Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said," here he was talking about the Old Testament, and in the Old Testament it says, "An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth."
没有错，旧约的时代，如果你挖人家眼睛啊，那你被抓了，律法也会要求你的眼睛也要被挖掉。
Indeed, according to the Old Testament laws, if you cause someone to lose an eye, you will also have one of your eyes taken out.
这是律法审判。
That was the standard by which judgment was made in the Old Testament time. But some people regarded that as the standard of treatment between man and man.
你对我不好,
so they thought that if one treats him poorly, then he can also treat that person poorly.
你咬我一下,
if you bite me, I can also bite you.
主耶稣这里讲了，如果有人咬你，
However, Jesus here says that even if someone slaps you on the right cheek,
左脸吞过来让他打,
you should also turn your left and let him hit it also.
不是真的叫你给人家多打一下的意思。
But here, he is not literally telling us that we should let the other person hit us twice.
是什么意思?
Rather, what is he implying?
不要跟他计较。
He is implying that we should not argue with other people.
他对你不好。
If other people are bad to us,
不要跟他计较,
we do not have to fight back.
甚至要对他更好,
even more so, we should treat that person with good.
我们看43节,
let us read verse 43. Verse 43, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. 44, but I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you.
这个就是主耶稣教导我们的。
These are the teachings of the Lord Jesus.
以前有话说，爱你的邻舍，这是好朋友了，恨你的仇敌。
You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
可以恨人，旧约的时候说，你可以恨你的仇敌。
In Old Testament time, indeed, you could hate your enemies.
但是新约的时候来了。
But now is New Testament.
要爱你的仇敌。
We need to love our enemies.
这个就是主耶稣要把我们旧的丢掉。
This is how the Lord Jesus wants to throw away the old.
那个对你不好的，你要对他更好。
To those who are mean to us, we need to do good to them.
你为他祷告之后,
after we pray for them,
他就开始改变,
they will change.
这个是非常有力量的,
this is very powerful.
因为主耶稣改变人比人改变人更有效,
because the change that Jesus brings about in someone is greater than any change that we can bring about in that person.
好, 我听过一个姐妹的见证,
I have heard this testimony from a sister.
那位姐妹是一位婆婆,
there was a sister who was a mother-in-law.
她跟她的媳妇住在一起。
She lived with her daughter-in-law.
常常啊，生活当中当然生活习惯有些不一样。
And in their lives, they have different habits and practices.
难免啊，有些时候有些误会。
And so occasionally there will be some misunderstanding.
但是这位婆婆很有智慧。
But this mother-in-law was very wise.
她不是说啊，跟她用负面的方法来对。
She did not counter this daughter-in-law in a negative way. Rather, she was constantly thinking on behalf of her daughter-in-law. She thought, she is probably young, and so she does not understand.
她一定是上班很累。
And she thought also that the daughter-in-law must have been working really hard.
每天为她祷告。
And so she must have been very tired. And so the mother-in-law prayed for the daughter-in-law every day.
一开始关系不是很好。
In the beginning, their relationship was not good.
但是后来因为这个婆婆的祷告。
But in the end, because of the prayer of the mother-in-law,
媳妇的态度。
The daughter-in-law's attitude toward her changed.
因为她感受到婆婆的爱。
She felt the love of her mother-in-law.
爱可以让你的仇敌改变。
Love can cause your enemy to change.
这是神的真理。
That is the truth of the Lord.
所以让我们舍弃旧的观念。
Therefore, let us forsake our old concepts.
所以为什么要读圣经?
Therefore, why do we read the Bible?
读圣经就是为了要改变我们的观念。
We read the Bible to change our own concepts.
不是用我的方法。
It is not with my own method.
用神的方法。
It is with God's methods.
再来,舍弃要舍弃什么?
Next, what do we have to deny?
舍弃自己的意志,
we have to deny our own will.
我们看马太福音16章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音的16章。
Matthew chapter 16.
其实主耶稣在讲舍己之前呢, 就是讲了这段话。
These are the words Jesus said before he gave us a teaching to deny ourselves.
21节,
Verse 21.
从此耶稣才只是门徒,他必须上耶路撒冷去,受长老祭司长,文士许多的苦,并且被杀害,第三日要复活。Verse
21. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised on the third day.
22,彼得就拉着他的手了,就劝他了,说,主啊,你万不可如此,这事必不临到你身上。22,then
Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, Far be it from you, O Lord, this shall not happen to you.
我们来看看这个对话很有意思。This
conversation is very meaningful.
主耶稣已经跟门徒讲得很清楚,他来的目标是要去哪里。Jesus
already clearly revealed to his disciples the purpose of his coming.
就是要去耶路撒冷,
that purpose was to go to Jerusalem.
就是要去背十字架,
and to carry the cross.
只有背十字架才能救全世界的人的灵魂,
because by being crucified on the cross, he can save mankind.
还要被杀,
and he also must be killed.
但是到最后会复活的,
but in the end, he would be raised.
但是彼得却开始讲话,
when Peter heard this, he began to speak.
他拉着主耶稣的身体, 拉着主耶稣的手啊,
it says here that he took Jesus aside
又拉又劝, 跟他讲,
and began to rebuke him, saying, Far be it from you.
然后主耶稣怎么讲呢?
But what did Jesus say?
23节,
in verse 23,
耶稣转过来对彼得说, 撒旦,退我后面去吧, 你是绊我脚的, 因为你不体贴神的意思, 只体贴人的意思。
Verse 23, But Jesus turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan, you are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men.
这里看到侍奉神呢, 有两种动力, 有两种结果。
Here it tells us that there are two motivations for serving God, and there are also two consequences.
主耶稣在侍奉神, 彼得也觉得也在侍奉神。
On one hand, Jesus believed that he was serving God. On the other hand, Peter also thought that he was serving God.
彼得觉得侍奉神的这个动机啊, 是仁义。
Peter thought that he could use human will to serve God.
什么叫仁义呢?
What is human will?
人的感情,
that is involving human emotions.
人的尊严,
human dignity.
人的肉体的,
these were the concepts that were in the thought of Peter.
彼得要去, 耶稣要去顶十字架, 那对彼得来说很难接受。
It was hard for Peter to accept Jesus being crucified.
那么他们要分开啊,
because then he would have to depart from Peter.
所以人的情感受损了,
and so the emotion or the emotional connection that they had would be broken.
所以他反对,
therefore Peter
再来,
did not Peter rejected this.
钉十字架, 肉体会不舒服啊,
secondly, being crucified was painful physically.
不舒服的东西最好不要做。
And if something is painful physically, then we should avoid it.
所以彼得也反对耶稣去钉十字架。
Therefore, Peter also rejected Jesus being crucified.
耶稣要钉十字架, 这个是很羞辱的事情。
Thirdly, Jesus being crucified is something that is very shameful.
很没面子。
It is something where Jesus would lose his dignity.
不单止耶稣没面子, 连他学生都会没面子。
Not only would Jesus lose his dignity, but his disciples would also lose their dignity.
如果你的老师带领你那个人今天被判死刑了, 你会有光明吗?
For example, today, if your teacher or one that has mentored you today has been sentenced to death, would you be very happy? No, therefore Peter also fully rejected Jesus being crucified on the cross. From his human emotions,
肉体的舒服,
from physical well-being,
面子问题,
and from the aspect of dignity, from all the three of these aspects, Peter did not want Jesus to be crucified.
有时候我们做主的工会从仁义来做出发点。
Sometimes we too, when we do the work of God, may do the work of God out of human will.
这个我不喜欢。
We may say we don't like this.
我要做我喜欢的。
We may say we only want, I only want to do what I like.
这个让我没面子, 我不要。
We may say this causes me to lose faith, so I'm not going to do it.
面子问题啊，我们知道面子。 尤其是中国人啊, 我们华人啊, 很爱面子。
The issue of face or dignity is very important, especially to Chinese people.
你要一个人讨厌你啊, 只要你不给他面子, 很有可能他都讨厌你。
If you want somebody to stop liking you, then you just have to cause him to lose face and he will quickly stop liking you.
但是主耶稣告诉我们,
but Jesus tells us,
如果我们是用仁义来侍奉神,
that if we serve God with human will,
看重肉体的束缚,
and we consider physical well-being,
看人的面子,
we consider dignity,
看情感,
we consider emotions,
很可能你做的, 这是来抵挡了神的旨意。
Then very likely our will, our work will be against the will of God.
彼得是为耶稣好。
Peter was doing this for the good of Jesus.
主耶稣说, 撒旦退我后面去。
But Jesus told him, get behind me, Satan.
你没有帮我, 你还要挡我啊。
He says, he was telling Peter that not only was Peter not helping him, but Peter was an obstruction.
主耶稣马上就说了, 你要跟从我, 你要舍己。
And so Jesus immediately said after this that if anyone wants to desire, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. You have to take away the thoughts of loving yourself, loving comfort, loving dignity, loving your own emotions. You have to take all of those things out first. And then you can serve the Lord. Serving the Lord requires a trial.
有些弟兄姐妹啊, 他只是来听道理啊, 当一个普通的信徒, 接受神的恩典, 没有什么考验。
There are some brothers and sisters who just come, worship the Lord, receive grace from the Lord, and they do not receive a lot of trials.
一开始做圣工了, 考验来了。
But as soon as they start to do the work of God, then trials come.
人的讲话来了。
Then they hear the voices of other people.
人的批评来了,
they hear criticisms.
哇, 那他受不了了,
and they are unable to withstand.
有一些人, 当负责人, 当一届了之后, 教会都不来了。
There are even some people who become a church board member for one time and then they stop coming to church altogether.
为什么会这样?
Why?
不做圣工, 没有那么多攻击了, 做圣工啊, 很多考验了。
It is because when one does not do holy work, there will not be a lot of attacks, but when one does do holy work, there may be a lot of trials.
那是不是说, 那么我什么都不做, 传道说了, 那我要今天过, 什么都不要排我。
So if this is the case, should we avoid all holy work altogether?
不行, 懒惰的人也不能今天过。
No, because those who are lazy also cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
至少今天努力的人进去了。
So only those who strive and work hard can enter the kingdom of heaven.
白占地图也不能今天过。 白占地图。 不结果子也不行。
If you bury your gifts in the ground and you don't bear fruit, you also will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以要怎么办? 这样也不是, 那样也不是。
So if we cannot do this, we cannot do that, then what shall we do?
所以这24节。
In verse 24,
舍己,
Jesus says to deny ourselves.
今天开始, 对付自己。
Starting from today, we need to deny ourselves.
下一开始, 不单只是在做圣工上面,
not only in regards to holy work,
我们生活上面,
but in our life,
家庭里面,
in our family,
我们要慢慢有一个觉悟。 慢慢有一个 understanding.
We need to have this understanding.
就是自己的想法已经越来越不重要了。
We have to have the understanding that our own thinking is less and less important.
我要把我的想法换成主耶稣的想法。
Rather, we need to exchange our own thinking for the Lord Jesus' thinking.
换成真理的想法。
We need to exchange it for the truth.
如果你做事情都是用自我的想法,
if you do everything according to your own will,
你会活得很辛苦。
You will live a very difficult life. Because then you will not be able to experience the grace of God.
因为跟人也处得不好。
You will have difficult times dealing with other people.
因为每个人的想法都不一样啊。
Because other people will have different thoughts from you.
谁会跟你一样想法？
No one else will think the same way that you do.
有时候睡在你旁边那个人几十年的想法都跟你不一样。
Sometimes even the one who sleeps next to you for decades thinks differently from you.
所以你没有办法别人跟你的想法一样。
And therefore you cannot force other people to think the same way you do.
所以你的坚持你自己你会很痛苦。
So if you insist upon your own will,You will suffer a lot.
在教会里面也是一样。
It is also the same in church.
做圣工啊，常常说，哎呀，我觉得，我认为，我看法，这个都会很多问题的。
If when we do holy work, we often say, I feel this way, I think this way, I want this way, then we will meet up with many troubles.
我们要把它换成主耶稣的想法。
Rather, we should exchange all of those for the thinking or the will of God.
最后会告诉自己，我想什么已经不重要了。
In the end,we can tell ourselves that our thoughts and will
我喜不喜欢已经不重要了
are not important anymore. Whether we like it or not, that's not important anymore.
只要主的名得到荣耀
Rather, as long as the name of the Lord is glorified,
只要主的旨意得到成全
as long as the will of God is done,
只要我能够进天国
as long as we are able to enter the kingdom of heaven,
主的旨意
the will of God.
所以什么叫信主
Then let it be done. So, what does it mean to believe in the Lord?
换一个主人啊。
Believing in the Lord means that we make an exchange of the master.
以前你是自己的主人。
In the past, we were masters of ourselves.
现在我不是自己的主人。
But now, we are no longer masters.
所以跟主的第一步。
Therefore, the first step to following the Lord
天天学习舍己。
Is to learn the homework of denying ourselves.
舍弃自己的私欲。
Learn to deny our own desires.
舍弃自己原来旧的观念。
Deny our own concepts.
舍弃自己的旨意。
Deny our own will.
才有办法跟随主。
And only in doing so can we follow the Lord.
但是当你开始的时候。
But in the beginning.
一开始会很辛苦。
It will be hard.
很挣扎。
We must endure.
越跟你会觉得越顺。
Because the more we follow the Lord, the more smooth we'll feel the path.
慢慢感觉到，哎，原来跟主。
Experience that following the Lord is good.
因为主会带你给你平安。
Because the Lord will give us peace.
慢慢你会发觉会改变。
And slowly we will discover that we are changing.
我们来唱。